Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stigum's Money Market, 4E by Marcia Stigum, with Anthony Crescenzi as co-author, is a major reference work on the money market and related segments of the fixed income universe. First published in 1978 and substantially revised for the fourth edition in 2007, it is designed for financial professionals, money managers, institutional investors, and readers who need a practical but broad understanding of how short-term funding markets function. Rather than presenting a narrow theory of markets, the book maps the structure, instruments, institutions, and trading practices that define modern money markets. It covers the Federal Reserve, Treasury, and agency securities, federal funds, commercial paper, CDs, repos, futures, options, swaps, eurodollar, and related markets, as well as the impact of electronic trading and changing banking roles. Its purpose is to give readers a durable analytical framework for navigating a complex market environment where pricing, liquidity, and policy are tightly connected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a comprehensive map of the money market ecosystem. The book's first major strength is its scope. Stigum does not treat the money market as a single product area, but as an ecosystem of related instruments, institutions, and trading conventions. That matters because short-term finance is shaped by the interaction of borrowers, lenders, dealers, banks, and government actors, not by any one instrument alone. The fourth edition expands that view by covering federal funds, commercial paper, certificates of deposit, repos, government securities, and other core funding tools. This broad structure helps the reader understand why liquidity, credit quality, maturity, and dealer behavior must be analyzed together. For practitioners, the value is practical once the market is seen as a network rather than isolated products. It becomes easier to compare instruments, identify funding alternatives, and assess relative risk. The book therefore functions less like a simple primer and more like a reference guide that organizes a fragmented market into a coherent framework. Secondly, how money market instruments differ in purpose, risk, and use. A central analytical theme is the detailed treatment of the instruments themselves. The book explains that money market products are not interchangeable, even if they share short maturities and high liquidity. Federal funds serve interbank reserve management. Treasury bills and other government securities provide benchmark safety and liquidity. Commercial paper reflects corporate funding needs, CDs sit inside the banking system, and swaps, futures, and options extend the market into hedging and rate management. By setting these instruments side by side, the book shows how investors choose among them based on credit exposure, yield, maturity, and transaction structure. This is important because real-world portfolio and funding decisions depend on small distinctions that can have large effects on return and risk. The book also links instruments to the market functions they support, such as cash management, balance sheet funding, and rate speculation or hedging. That makes the discussion useful not only for memorization, but for understanding why each instrument exists and where it fits within fixed income practice. Thirdly, the role of the Federal Reserve and policy transmission. Another important dimension is the book's attention to monetary policy and the Federal Reserve. Money markets are closely tied to policy implementation because central bank actions influence reserve conditions, short-term rates, and dealer funding. Stigum's treatment helps readers see how policy decisions move through the system rather than simply appearing as abstract announcements. The Federal Reserve's role in reserve management, open market operations, and market signaling is central to understanding why overnight and short-term rates change, why liquidity can tighten or loosen, and how banks and dealers respond. This policy link is one reason the book remains relevant as a reference work. Anyone trying to read the money market must also understand the institutional framework that shapes it. The explanation is especially valuable for readers who follow Treasury and bank funding markets, because policy changes often alter spreads, financing costs, and trading behavior across the entire fixed income landscape. In this way, the book connects market mechanics to macro financial conditions with unusual clarity. Fourthly, funding, trading, and hedging across a changing market structure. The book also stands out for showing how the money market evolved from a relatively traditional funding arena into one shaped by financial engineering, electronic trading, and deeper cross-market integration. Its coverage of futures, options, interest rate swaps, and euro currency-related instruments shows that short-term money markets are not just about borrowing and lending cash. They are also about managing exposure to interest rates, funding costs, and liquidity shocks. This broader view matters because many institutions use the money market as a working part of balance sheet management rather than as a passive investment destination. By including trading and hedging tools, the book demonstrates how dealers and investors can transform cash market views into risk management strategies. It also reflects the modernization of market infrastructure, including electronic trading and changing dealer roles. The result is a more realistic picture of how market participants operate. They do not merely place funds. They continuously adjust funding sources, hedge rate risk, and respond to changing execution channels. Lastly, why the book works as a professional reference rather than a simple textbook. Stigum's Money Market is especially strong as a working reference for professionals because it is organized for consultation as much as for linear reading. The book is known for being comprehensive, updated, and practical, with a format that helps readers locate information on specific topics in the fixed income market. That structure makes it useful for money managers, institutional investors, bankers, and analysts who need reliable explanations of technical subjects such as market conventions, instrument pricing, and institutional relationships. Its practical value also comes from its balance of breadth and detail. It does not reduce the market to simplified formulas, but it also avoids the narrowness of purely academic treatments. Instead, it aims to explain how the market actually functions and how developments in banking, regulation, and trading systems change day-to-day practice. Compared with shorter introductory books, it offers much deeper coverage. Compared with highly specialized manuals, it provides a more integrated view of the field. That combination is what makes it stand out in its category. In conclusion, readers who will benefit most from Stigum's Money Market 4E are finance professionals. Fixed income analysts, treasury staff, institutional investors, and advanced students who need a serious reference on how short-term funding markets operate. It is especially useful for people who already know the basics of bonds or banking and want a deeper explanation of the instruments, institutions, and policy forces that shape real market activity. The book offers practical benefits by clarifying how federal funds, government securities, commercial paper, CDs, futures, options, and swaps fit together inside one system. It also has intellectual value because it explains the logic of market structure rather than only listing products. What makes it stand out from similar books is its combination of authority, breadth, and durability. Many books on money markets focus on either theory or a narrow operational topic, but this one provides a cohesive view of the entire field and keeps the emphasis on actual market practice. As a result, it works not just as an introduction, but as a long-term desk reference for understanding a changing fixed income environment. If you would like to support Marcius Stigum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.